Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Our question when it comes to relationships, personal, job, or family, when did you know it was time to go? 206-803-ROCK. Here we go to China. A child China. in Shanghai could not be issued a birth certificate and scheduled for vaccinations 1 year after his birth because the parents could not settle on a name.
This is a year later?
Yes.
Damn.
A court in Shanghai recently heard a divorce case involving a couple who registered their marriage in 2023, had a healthy baby boy the following year. So everything started going downhill from there because they could not settle on a name for the child. Each party insisted on naming the child according to their own wishes and demanded that the other provide the original documents and a power of attorney, but neither gave in. So evidence presented in court showed that they went to the hospital separately to try to have their preferred name registered for the child. Both attempts were rejected due to non-compliance with regulators.
All right.
The child is over a year old now. Doesn't have a birth certificate. He can't register his household registration, even get vaccinations. That's very difficult, according to the judge who presided over the case. Now, the courts, they emphasize that the birth medical certificate, that's the important basis for a newborn to obtain legal identity.
Yes.
And if parents delay the process due to personal conflicts, it constitutes an infringement on the personal rights of the minor, and both parents should be held accountable. It also reminded the parents they should not use the children or any child as a bargaining chip in emotional conflicts, nor should they use the disputes to shirk their guardianship obligations. They say to protect the fundamental rights of the young child, the court issued a special notice of care for minor children, which required both parents to cooperate in obtaining a birth certificate with a specified time frame. But they quickly started arguing over the custody of the original documents.
Oh, Lord.
Now, after repeated mediation, it was decided the original birth certificate be temporarily kept by the court before being transferred to the mother so she could handle the mandatory household registration process. The unusual divorce case went viral on Chinese social media, leaving many wondering how such a minor issue could ruin a marriage.
That's ridiculous. Let's name your kids something, man. Or just do the thing like, look, they had to be fighting for both first and middle name, I guess.
I guess.
Typically, you can alternate. And look, my wife and I, some of the names are easier than others, but you start with a huge list, right, and you start dwindling it down. And we didn't have an argument about it, but it was just, no matter what name she said, I would come up with a rhyme on the spot. And she said, you're making this bad. I said, I'm not trying to make this bad. What I'm saying is, once you name your kid, that's their name. So I'm just letting you know when they get to junior high school and all that. This is what they're going to hear.
Yeah.
So if it's an easy rhyme and you can make something horrible out of it, I'm not trying to be mean, but I'm a guy,
right,
and this is
right.
What we do. So if your name rhymes with anything, we're going to go for it. I used to get Steve Hill is on the pill. Now, look, we're in fourth grade. We had heard of the pill. I didn't really know what it was. None of us did.
Yeah. It just rhymed.
But I didn't like it. You know, like it bugged me. That's what they came up with. You know what I mean?
Oh, it's called piles.
Yeah, right, exactly, which is what, hemorrhoids in England?
Is it?
It is. In England.
I don't think the people are calling me knew that.
They weren't. But had I been there, I'd have been like, yeah, you're a hemorrhoid. Yeah. And in England, people suffer piles.
Well, eventually I'll get piles.
That's exactly it.
I did not know it at the time.
Yeah.
And now, as far as jobs go and relationships, oftentimes you can kind of see the writing on the wall in certain instances.
Oh, yeah.
But there was one job that I had where I was like, I need to get out of this. So I was working in a station in West Virginia. And they had a better paying job in Hagerstown, Maryland. So I thought to myself, you know what? It's a better shift. It's more money. It's a
but you found a place worse than West Virginia.
Oh, see, I did not know that.
I know you
to
didn't
me,
know
Maryland
that.
To me, Maryland is, that's where I went for vacations growing up.
But you didn't go to Hagerstown.
No, I did not. But right. I just assumed, like anything else,
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm in West Virginia.
You think Hagerstown's worse than West Virginia?
I do.
Oh, God, yes.
I do. Because, oh, yeah. I'll tell you the difference. That in a lot of ways, you're not wrong, but the difference would be West Virginia is an entire state, so you can go somewhere and say it's beautiful. There's things you can do, where Hagerstown is just...
Look, I grew up in a college town. I was fortunate. You know, I mean, as far as concerts went growing up, Grateful Dead played in Morgantown, Duran, Whitney Houston, you name it, we had concerts.
Right.
We had things that were going on. We had an art scene. We had theater. We had orchestras.
Mm-hmm.
We had a public transportation system that ran on a monorail throughout the town.
We had fluoride, goddammit.
We did. Well, we had Swish.
Yeah.
But I just did not know. I did not know I was basically moving to farm country, mm-hmm. which is fine. It did not have the same stuff. They didn't have chain restaurants. Like, there was no Outback Steakhouse. You had to go to Frederick for that.
Yes. Frederick's the happening spot.
There was no, you know, Ruby Tuesdays or TGI Fridays or all the things that Morgantown had.
Yeah.
Which I didn't even, you know, I just took for granted that mm-hmm. that was something that was, you know.
Everywhere.
So I get there, and I worked there for 8 months total. Now, the boss of the entire organization was the general manager that owned the radio station.
Okay.
So she was a battle whip. And at one point in time, and I still have this letter saved, someone was stealing toilet paper out of the bathroom.
Was that single ply?
I have a pretty good idea who this was, the Round Mound of Sound, who was having, I don't think he was stealing toilet paper. He was one of those guys that had a lap band surgery.
He was using a lot.
He was using the toilet paper.
Right.
I truly don't believe that anyone was stealing the toilet paper. But Kibbe Albright sends out this memo, and I still have it to this day. It's a letter, and everyone had it on his desk. If I don't find out who's stealing the toilet paper, I'm going to bring in somebody she knew from the Hagerstown Police Department.
Oh, my God.
And they were going to do a lie detector test. That's what she said. I still have this. I have this letter. This is not a joke. And she was going to make everyone go through the lie detector test. And as soon as she found out who was stealing the toilet paper, they were going to need to pay for it. And then they were immediately going to be terminated, which is ridiculous. If you're going to be terminated, there's no point.
One or the other, man.
Paying for the toilet paper. And it was at that point in time, I was like, I got to get out of here. Like, this is my boss. Like, this is the person in charge. This is the person making decisions for this radio station.
Yeah.
And at that point in time, I saw the writing on the wall. I was like, I got to find another job immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Because at that point in time, so what I did was this. I lived in Hagerstown for 4 or 5 months. And then I couldn't take it. So I moved to Frederick, which was about a half an hour, 35 minutes away. Problem is, it's over a huge mountain.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was kind of difficult in the winter months, but I decided to live in a different town just because I couldn't take that
time. Were you still working in Hagerstown?
I was still working in Hagerstown. Right. I was commuting every day from Frederick. Frederick I loved. Frederick was a great little city. But I mean, I was only there three months moving in when I'm like, that was my first wife. We hadn't been married yet, but I was like, we need to get out of here.
Yeah.
I was like, can you find a job someplace? So she's like, well, whoever finds the job first.
We'll go there.
We'll just follow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Whoever's got a better job, we'll get established. And then I can find something. I work in retail. You know, hopefully I can find a radio job. But that is why I kept that memo. And I went and told my boss. I was like, dude. I was like, did you see this? He's like, yes. It's absolutely ridiculous. My program director.
Yeah.
He's like, I know. He's like, it's chaos. And he's like, there's nothing I can do. That's just who she is. But she would storm up and down the hallways and all this stuff and just make it a very intimidating environment.
For no reason.
Like, she was like Cruella de Vil.
Yeah.
Like, you were always in trouble. Also, she did have a little poodle that sat on her lap all the time.
For real?
Not a poodle, but one of those long
Pomeranian?
Hair, like with a little bow in the top of the head.
Pomeranian.
Yeah. With the long hair that went down the sides.
Pomeranian. To me, that is a red flag.
It looks like Pomeranian, or there's also Papillons.
It might be the Papillon. I think I'm actually confusing them, and I mean a Papillon. Thank you, Ted.
Yeah. I dated a girl that had one. It's the only reason I know.
But that was the one job
Who stole the toilet paper?
You know, honest to God, I really just think Randy was using it. No, I mean, look. There was a lot going on back then.
Yeah.
But at that point in time, that was my first full-time job. Like, well, I had a full-time job before, but it paid $13,000 a year.
Yeah.
And I was working 6 nights a week on overnights. This was a midday shift where I was making $22,000 a year.
That's huge, man.
So from that point, I'm just like, look, I'm almost doubling my money. I've got to take this job and do it.
Absolutely.
But once I got there, I did not need to steal toilet paper anymore. What I did do is I stole a microphone out of the production studio before I left.
Yeah.
I stole a really nice AKG.
That's worth taking, and they're not going to miss it.
No, they didn't even know they had it.
I like this theory.
What's that?
Yeah, man. I stole something else. I didn't steal that.
Go bigger. No, go bigger. Go home. Go bigger. Go home.
He left because of the toilet paper accusations. In the end, he said, you know what? I will steal something. It'll just be one of the microphones.
Yeah.
But can you really steal toilet paper from work? How could you prove I didn't just use a lot of work?
Well, that's kind of Miles' point. This guy had lap band surgery, and if you know anything about it, a lot of toilet paper is going to be used at least soon after the surgery.
Right.
Putting it as delicately as I can.
Was that the same guy we worked with that had that surgery?
And no, that was Merson, wasn't
he? He was really nice, but I think he kind of ate out of it too, right?
Did he? I don't know.
I believe that he did. But I do remember this other guy. I won't drop his name again, but he had the same surgery, and he did lose a lot of weight. But I do remember when he came back to work, he's a lot thinner, but was in the bathroom a lot. Yeah.
And then the final straw of all this was there was one dude who was a sales guy, and his name was Andy, and he was a decent guy. Like, he was the guy that you could go out, throw down with, have a good time. Like, he was the one friend that I kind of, you know, met along the way at that job. And so we hung out a lot. And one day, and this is about at my breaking point, he said, I want to meet up with you. We need to talk. And I was like, well, that seems like a very weird request.
Mm-hmm.
But there was one bar in Hagerstown called Oliver's. Nice. And Oliver's actually had pretty good chicken wings. Not a bad spot. But he meets me there for lunch on a Saturday or a Sunday. I can't remember the deal. As we sat down, I'm like, hey, man, just make sure are you okay? And he's like, I'm okay, man. I just need to talk to you about something. And he takes this binder out of his briefcase, like a three-ring binder, right? And he opens it up and he says, I want to talk to you about Amway.
Oh, my God.
And I'm my one friend who I had no idea, you know, like, I felt like I was being trapped.
You were.
By a religious cult.
Yeah.
Like, in a weird way, and backed into a corner. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. He's like, just let me get through. It's only 25 minutes. And I'm like,
no.
All right, give me a shot, another beer. Here we go. So I said that, and at the end of that, I was just so disappointed in, like, the whole thing. I was like, I need to get the hell out of this.
Do you even want to hang out with the guy again?
No.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
No, we've been friends for, you know, five or...
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.